And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, and Jacob said, Nay, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand. For therefore I have seen thy face, as though I had seen the face of God, and thou wast pleased with me. And their words pleased Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son. And the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come. And it pleased Pharaoh well, and his servants. And when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he went not as at other times to seek for enchantments, but he set his face toward the wilderness. And the saying pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe. And when Phinehas the priest and the princes of the congregation and heads of the thousands of Israel which were with him heard the words that the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the children of Manasseh spake, it pleased them. And the thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed God and did not intend to go up against them in battle to destroy the land wherein the children of Reuben and Gad dwelt. But his wife said unto him, If the Lord were pleased to kill us, he would not have received a burnt offering and a meat offering at our hands, neither would he have showed us all these things, nor would as at this time have told us such things as these. And he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. And Michal, Saul's daughter, loved David. And they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. When his servants told David these words, it pleased David well to be the king's son-in-law. And the days were not expired. And all the people took notice of it, and it pleased them, as whatsoever the king did pleased all the people. And the saying pleased Absalom well, and all the elders of Israel, in that thou lovest thine enemies and hatest thy friends. For thou hast declared this day that thou regardest neither princes nor servants. For this day I perceive that if Absalom had lived, and all we had died this day, then it had pleased thee well. And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all Solomon's desire which he was pleased to do, and Hiram came out from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him, and they pleased him not. And the thing pleased the king and all the congregation. And the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, For how long shall thy journey be? And when wilt thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. And the saying pleased the king and the princes, and the king did according to the word of Memucan. The maiden which pleaseth the king be queen instead of Vashti. And the thing pleased the king, and he did so. And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him. And he speedily gave her her things for purification, with such things as belonged to her, and 7 maidens which were meet to be given her, out of the king's house. And he preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the women. Then said Zeresh his wife and all his friends unto him, Let a gallows be made of 50 cubits high, and tomorrow speak thou unto the king, that Mordecai may be hanged thereon. Then go thou in merrily with the king unto the banquet. And the thing pleased Haman. And he caused the gallows to be made. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in earth, in the seas and all deep places. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood. For thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? And if he offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if he offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto thy governor, will he be pleased with thee, or accept thy person, saith the Lord of hosts. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. But when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod. Whereupon, while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And there came a voice from heaven, saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And when the daughter of the said Herodias came in and danced, and pleased Herod and them that sat with him, the king said unto the damsel, Ask of me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it thee. The Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. And the saying pleased the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom, and because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. Then pleased it the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas surnamed Barsabbas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren. Notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to abide there still. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, The reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me. For it hath pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem. It hath pleased them verily, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things. For after that in the wisdom of God the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. But to the rest speak I, not the Lord. If any brother hath a wife that believeth not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. And the woman which hath an husband that believeth not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. But now hath God set the members every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased him. But God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. For do I not persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.